This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Lucas Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue kicked off World Dairy Expo in Madison last week, telling dairy farmers they will have to adapt to stay in business. How was that received?
It was certainly interesting to hear comments like that come from the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. Certainly, dairy farming has not been easy the past few years, and no one ever signed up for an easy job when they take a life of dairying, but it's difficult to hear that small dairy farms will struggle to survive. Certainly, though, it has been the reality with Wisconsin losing hundreds of farms, the entire country, in fact, losing hundreds of smaller dairies. Many dairy farmers see it as another wake-up call to make sure that they are doing everything that they can to keep costs down and continue to be competitive. It's certainly difficult for small and family dairy farms to compete against some larger dairies with economies of scale, but I think it also speaks to the importance of diversification and making sure that dairies are doing everything they can to remain profitable.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Jessica Milsna, who's a dairy energy specialist with focus on energy based in Wisconsin. An important issue that affects us all, and it sounds like participation is really growing through the years with this.
It really is. The program actually saw a 29% growth in the rural residential participation over the years of 2015 through last year, 2018. Focus on Energy has really pushed the rural offerings and participation just to reach that market more.
How can we find more information about Focus on Energy in Wisconsin?
Yeah, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness will get you to the specific agriculture incentive, and you'll talk to them, and they can get you in touch with your specific energy advisor or answer any other questions you may have.
Wednesday.
What we have happening is that global markets are affected more and more. So people in central Wisconsin or where I'm living cannot control their prices because of what's taking place in global markets. And what we're seeing is an accelerated rate of change amongst our climate. Like Thomas Friedman said, Mother Nature pays attention to three laws, biology, chemistry, and physics. And certainly things are changing. We have the last five springs have been the five wettest springs on record. And how has that affected planting? How has that affected groundwater? How has that affected in terms of the growth of our livestock and our crops? So all this change. And yet, where is it then we have the support to talk about it? Where is it we have the support to begin to navigate that change? Well, this is the important role of leadership. I remind people that in our country today, less than 1% of the American population serves in the military. Less than 1.5% of our population now lives and works on a farm. 2.5% of us feed and protect us each and every day. And how often do we take their honorable work and service for granted?
That's Tom Thibodeau from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Thursday.
Proposed changes to the federal milk marketing order by the American Farm Bureau Federation could mean more democracy and more equitable program for all dairy farmers. AFBF Chief Economist John Newton says the working group of Farm Bureau members identified four priorities.
All dairy farmers should have a voice and a vote on changes to milk pricing regulation, and that deals directly with the ability of co-ops to block vote. Farmers on the working group wanted to see improved risk sharing among farmers, cooperatives, and their processors. The working group recommended improved price discovery for milk prices, and finally, some provisions to streamline and simplify the pricing and pooling provisions in the Southeast U.S.
He says several years of low milk prices prompted the effort.
So this working group was tasked to find a way to update and modernize these federal milk marketing orders so that dairy farmers and their co-ops and processors can be more successful in the future.
Friday.
The Today's Feed Farm is going to be an update on pasteurization of waste milk. Why would we pasteurize? Well, obviously the same reason we pasteurize human milk, and that is to kill most of the bacteria that are in that milk and make it safer and extend the shelf life. Would be, number one, be well aware that it's handling consistently. In other words, if you don't pasteurize quick enough, bacteria just explode in these milk products because they got everything they need, moisture, temperature, and nutrients as far as that goes. Humans have to run the pasteurizer. The pasteurizer may not be up to snuff. And thirdly, there's a product, and if you go to the Googles, you'll find them. They're called milk balancers, and these are products that you can add to the waste milk that contain some of the key nutrients that may be missing. Thanks. Have a great day.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.